Senior Fisheries Officer Chris Isaacs said the Fisheries Division continues to place heavy emphasis on the issue of safety at sea for the country's fisher folk. He said during the summer period, the fisheries personnel were busy meeting with stakeholders and a number of training sessions were conducted in Union Island and Mayro.
In the fisheries sector, for the summer months, we've had a busy-ish time. Fisheries division trying to meet with our stakeholders and, you know, get things off the ground during the second half of the year. During the month of June, we had training sessions for fishers in the Southern Grenadines in safety at sea. 22 fishers were trained from Union Island and Mayro, and this was done in collaboration with the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Coast Guard.
Mr. Isaacs said the Fisheries Division also partnered with the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Coast Guard to sensitize the fisherfolk about the issue of safety equipment while at sea.
During the initiative, members of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Coast Guard and the Fisheries Division traveled down to Union Island and held sessions with fishers down there on various aspects of safety at sea and navigation and use of safety equipment. This drive was basically to build capacity in the fisheries sector for our fishers in, you know, use of gear, safety gear, and basically just getting them up to speed.
Mr. Isaacs said the Fisheries Division has already trained 132 fisherfolk across the country as part of this project. He said they continue to distribute fishing equipment to the fishers, and in the future, they will also be distributing marine VHF radios to them as they continue in their thrust to ensure safety at sea.
We have trained 113 fishers in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and it was really good, you know, to make use of the good weather that we've been having so far. For this hurricane season, we haven't had, you know, any hurricanes coming across, so we were really fortunate to use the time to, you know, build the capacity of our fishers. There was also some distribution of materials and supplies in the form of wires for the building of fish pots, some ropes, some buoys, ice boxes, fish lines, as well as some compasses and life jackets. And soon, the Fisheries Division will be also giving out marine radios, VHF radios, to our fishers. Right now, we're just working out the minor details with NTRC. And soon you'll, you know, hear more about this initiative where we are putting VHF radios in the hands of our fishers. Again, harkening back to building that capacity for our fishers in safety at sea.
Senior Fisheries Officer Chris Isaacs. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.